Okay, so we're starting the Gemara here on Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Okay? Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Okay, who wants to read today? Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. Okay, so the Gemara states a few places, Eid Echad Neman B'Yisurin. And the question is, what's the source for that? Okay? What does it mean, and what's the source for that? So Rashi says, how do you know Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurin? He says, because the Torah believes each individual Jew on taking Truma, on Shechita, on removing the Gid Anasha, and on taking the Chalav out. I mean, how do you know the Torah believes every Jew on that? I mean, it's difficult to Rashi. How do you know that? I mean, it's true, everybody has those obligations, but how do you know that I can believe you that you did it?
It's saying that we know that.
We just know that.
Yeah. You're saying maybe you need to read it to watch it with your
mouth. Maybe it's good. It's good for you. It's good for you. You can do it yourself. But how do I know that you did it? And I mean, you see, Tosis is not satisfied. Later, Tosis is looking for a raya. Tosis is looking for a source, right? He tries to find a source from Nida, but Rashi seems to hold you don't need a source at all. And the Rashi in Yevamos also says an interesting thing over there, because in Yevamos and Ha'isha Rabba, as they call it, was it Peheim Peches? So there, maybe we'll do that. That's an interesting sugya, because the mission over there, the Gemara says that you believe, you can believe in Eid Echad that that a woman's husband died. You can believe in Eid Echad to be matir a woman to remarry, right? So the Gemara also asks, how do you know an Eid Echad is good? So the Gemara says, the Gemara tries to prove it, and the Gemara says, Ela svarahi, it's a svara. Midi dahavi achaticha sofek shal chelev sofek shal shuman vase eid echad omar borili de shumanu de meheman. So it's a svara. Why? It's like if you have a piece that's a sofek chelev sofek shuman, and an eid echad comes and says, "I'm sure it's shuman," that we believe him. So Rashi again here says, funny Rashi, he says, "V'havadai pshita londa samchin nalei." So is it certain that we rely on somebody? Kol zman shelo nechshad, as long as he's not, as long as we don't suspect him of not being truthful. De'i lav hachi, again, Rashi says, why? Why is it pasha that we believe him, that we're somich on him? Because if not, ein lecha adam ochel mishol chavero. Nobody can eat from his friend's food. Ve'ein lecha adam somich al b'nei beso. So it's like Rashi's proof is a funny kind of a proof, saying, because otherwise it would be a very impractical life. We would everybody would have to mind their own business, and you wouldn't be able to trust anybody. But again, Tosas jumps in right over here. Bari li d'shumam d'meheman. He says v'yesh mefarshim d'garmina minida. Again, Tosas looks for a source. Every time, Tosas keeps looking for a pasuk, for a source. And svara, I guess he holds, means that you would learn it out from there. But Rashi holds. Tosas doesn't. That's not his art, right? That's not. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He says you need a source. It's true the Gemara does say v'safrala la'atzma, but the Ramban on our Gemara on Gittin, he says that's not necessarily a good proof for a general thing. It could be a separate thing over there, because he says just like she's believed for herself, she's believed for her husband. It doesn't mean in general that we rely on Eid Echad. Or Ramban says it's E-Efshar otherwise. So we can't prove Efshar from E-Efshar. Okay. Right, but that's just an observation over here. That Rashi and Tosa seem to be going in a different with a different approach. But let's get into the issue itself. Let's take the issue itself. Eid Echon is Neman Bisurin. How exactly does that work? When does it work? In what way do we mean it? So the Gemara says what? Gemara says you can't apply Eid Echon Neman Bisurin in our case. Why? Go ahead, Johnny. So the Gemara says Eid Echon Neman Bisurin is qualified. It's a qualified statement. Eid Echon is Neman Bisurin only where it's a suffix. There's a suffix. Like a chaticha. Now what? We're unsure if it's chel of a shuman. It's not ischazik isura. Then we'll believe the aid. But if it's ischazik isura, we won't. If it's ischazik isura, we won't. Doesn't mean that the shuman, doesn't mean that we know it's chel of. Because then even two aided we won't believe. It means on another in the case that is ischazik isura, where there's a change involved. You know what I'm saying? That's what the Gemara says. If I know for sure it's chelev, even if 100 adim come and tell me, I'm not going to believe them. Right? Ischazik isura means like our case, where she's a chezkas eshes ish. Right? And now we have to prove that she has changed her status. Okay. Okay. Let's take a Rashi. Take a look at Rashi. The low is chazik isura. Okay. You got to take out that word isura in Rashi. The Rashi is there's something wrong with the text. There's something wrong with the Girsa. The low is chazik isura dechelev bahach chaticha gufa. You have to take out the second isura. That's the Rashash. Take a look at the Rashash. You just can't learn it, right? I mean, you can't read it straight. It's a toss. Right. So the Rashash says, well, Rashi, you have to take out the word Isura. The lo is chazik Isura b'hach chaticha gufa. So what does that mean? It means to say, even though I have two pieces in front of me, and I know for sure one of them is chelim, I don't know which one it is. So that's considered like an Isser Kavua, right? There's definitely, it's not just I don't know, it's not just I have no knowledge about the thing, but there's actually Vaday and Isser, and one of these two pieces is Vaday Isser. That's what I want to say. Rashi says, that's what Rashi is trying to point out, that when we say the low is Chazik Isura, means in this Gufa Davar it's not Chazik Isura. Even though we know there's that one of them is Isser, but you can't say on either one of them the guf that there's a chazaka that this itself is Isser. So Rashi says that what? So the Gemara says that, but where it's ischazik isura, like our case, this woman we know she has an Isser Eishas Ish, then we don't believe the Eid Echad. The only problem is that Rashi a minute ago said that what are two cases of Eid Echad Neman is Tevel and Shechita. So why don't you say, but Tevel and Shechita are cases of Ischazik Isura? Because they start out with the Chazaka of the Asur. The Isser of before Truma is Tevel, and what's the Isser before, what's the Isser of Shechita? Alive, correct. Eiver Menachai. So they have Cheskes Isser. Because the gid, these cases are where they start out as an isser and they can be changed. The gid can never be changed. So when he talks about the gid and the chelev, he's saying the gidin look alike. The gid, a gid that's a gid anasha could look very similar to a gid that's not a gid anasha. So if you don't know, then it's not ischazik isura. Ischazik isura, that's like you're learning like Rabbi was saying. Ischazik isura doesn't mean that it's a real that the isser is definite in the piece. Ischazik isura means we know that it's usser. Okay. So what about tevel and shechita?
You know that it was at some point.
No, you don't. By the gid and the chelev, you don't, because you don't recognize them. You have no knowledge of them.
Let's say you have the whole time, like the gid definitely wasn't a gid at some point in there. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, they have to take out the gid.
So
So you mean if the... Well, that would be different. That would be more like shchita. Like there's the guy Neman, that the leg... Can I just eat the whole leg without checking?
Right.
But here's the case of Gidin Chelev is we have Gidin. You have a few Gidin together. And you don't recognize which one is the Gid Anasha and which one is
huh?
Nikur HaGid means take out the Gid.
So meaning, doesn't that mean whether or not the Gid was taken out?
That's true. You mean Rashi on V'al HaShchita V'al Nikur HaGid V'Achelev. That's true. I mean, Rashi seems to be learning the first ones. He's learning all the same, right? The nikur hagid and apparently the removal of the chelev. In the first Rashi, he does sound like he's putting all the cases in the same way. It's mashma that way from Rashi. The first way, it's a good question. I mean, he does seem to be saying in the first Rashi that it's talking about the tevel, meaning to say that now I'm neman to say I took the truma. Right? I'm neman to say I shechted the animal. I'm neman to say I removed the gid. And I'm neman to say I removed the chelev. So I can serve you a piece of meat and you don't have to worry. It's a good question. But that was in the first Rashi. Then the Gemara says, no, we're talking about lois chazik yisura. And then Rashi has to change it. That the chelev itself, now we're talking about the chelev itself. That this piece doesn't have a chazaka that is chelev. Right? It's a good question. It's a very good question. It's a good observation. We'll have to see. Tosus is bothered by a similar question in Rashi. Why he puts Shechita and Truma in at all? Right? I'll have to come back to that. It's a very good question. But anyway, now Rashi says the Chelev and the Gid, you can learn, is just a question of is it Chelev or is it the Gid? So I don't know. It's not as Chazik Yisura. But what about Tevel and Shechita? Why don't you learn... See, what does Rashi say? Umi tevel v'shchita lo gamrinan la. What does he mean by that? That's right. You can't. So Rashi is saying he's still sure that you can eat someone else's shchita. He's still sure about that. Right? Because apparently he just holds it has to be. But he's saying that's, even though that's the way it is, that's the way it has to be, he can't derive a principle from that doesn't mean that we're operating on the principle that Eid Echad is Ne'eman by his Chazik Yisura. Why? So then why is he allowed to eat the Shechita? Go ahead. The Hossam. The Hossam Be'odol L'Saknon.
The Hossam Be'odol L'Saknon. L'Vichach Ne'eman Chayda.
Yeah. Because it was in his control to fix it. It was in his control to fix it. Even though right now it's not in his control to fix it, right? As Tosus mentions, because the animal's dead now, he can't fix it anymore by the Shechita. But Biyodo is good. All right, so we have to try to put this together. What kind of a Ne'emonis is this according to? What kind of a Ne'emonis is it? It's what? We're saying he seems to have a source. His source seems to be just Svara. Just Alpi Svara. And it applies.
By Alpi Svara, does he mean that it was like some kind of a Kabbalah of Sinai that we could do it this way?
No, not a Kabbalah. Kabbalah is not a Svara.
I know. So where did you get it originally?
That's the question. Where did you get it from? And also, why is it limited to where we're Mesupik? Why do we say it doesn't work by his Chazik Yisura, but Biyado is also good? Right? And to contrast Rashi, Tosus is looking for a source. Yeah, so what do you say about Rashi? Can we put Rashi together here? What's Rashi's source? But I ask you the question, what's Rashi's source? What would you say? Well, look at Rashi again. What does Rashi say? Sherei ha'emina Torah kol echad v'echad Yisrael al farshas truma ve'al hashchita ve'al nikur agid v'achelav. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does it mean? The Torah was... How do you know the Torah gave a person ne'emanos on that? I mean, how do you know the Torah gave a person ne'emanos on these things? Yeah, but so the Torah doesn't say you need to do... doesn't say you have to have two eidim for shchita, but I don't see why that's a riot to anything. That just means if I want to have my own food, So I can do a shechita. What do I need two edim to tell me that my shechita is good? I know my shechita is good. But what does that have to do with you? You understand?
Oh, you
it's
mean,
true
like,
that
you,
there
are, for you to be able to eat it, you'd have to have Shnei Adam watching you too.
Yeah, what are you going to say? That so maybe the Torah maybe just means that the Torah doesn't require. It's not like Kedushin and Gittin where you can't do it without Adam. Can't do it without Adam. Right, but here I mean, it's just a matter is the Shechita done properly? I myself know. What does that have to do with you? What does that have to do with you? Now let's take some of the let's take it. What's the difference between Ischazik Yisur and Ischazik Yisur? What's the difference? In the way you're going over here. One is where you do know. Okay, you're Mivarer. You're Mivarer. Say Ischazik Lo Ischazik Yisur is a, like a nemonis of a Mivarer. I don't know. I'm in doubt. It's a Bira. It's a clarification. Clarification is when I'm not sure. But you can't have a biror when I know something. Okay, that's a good definition.
Wait,
so then one is of a biror.
Wait, but in the case where it is, it doesn't
have a chesed. Biyado. Then you need another idea of biyado. Yeah, then you need a different idea.
Going
huh?
Going back to the idea you just said of being a vara, like in which shkita.
To refute what I know. Now, there's a difference between clarification and refuting what I know. Only Adam can establish facts absolutely. Otherwise, saying Eidecha just has the power of Bira. Yeah, but Chai, is that what you're saying? I don't think that's what you're saying.
What
he's saying with the Bira.
Oh, so that's the Svara. Up to if there is something.
I mean, I like the Svara, but I don't know if that's Rashi. I don't know if that's Rashi. Sounds more like Tosis to me. Yeah, okay, but what I think is like this. Let me give you what I'm trying to work on over here. I think this is where you're trying to go a little bit, Shai. That Rashi seems to learn like this, that the Torah, what does it mean, ha'emina Torah kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael al hafrashas truma v'al hashchita? What does that mean? V'al nikur ha'gid v'achilev. That means to say that each Jew has a chiyuv of asiyas hamitzvos, right? Like you're saying, Rabbi, has asiyas hamitzvos, and for himself, has the ability to perform these mitzvos. Correct? For himself, he has the ability to perform these mitzvos. Yeah. That itself seems to be the source according to Rashi. The fact that the Torah is given to individuals, that itself seems to be Rashi's source. But how? We need to bridge this gap a little bit. What is the ne'amonis? Rashi says we're somech on the person. It seems that Rashi is like this. Now, what's the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah? What are these mitzvahs? What is the mitzvah? Shruma, Shchita, Nikur, Agid, and Achelev. It means to say that each person's Shmiras HaMitzvah means that they're able to differentiate between Chelev and Shuman, between the Gid and the Gid Anosha and a regular Gid. In order to do the mitzvah, that means that your asiyas hamitzvah itself is a differentiation. The very idea of shmiras hamitzvah means that you are a mavchin. You are able to differentiate between entities of chelev and gid and other things, and what's proper. What's a proper truma? What's a proper shchita? So you in your own framework, so Rashi goes like this, that therefore, if I don't have knowledge of the thing, I have a right, like he says in Yevamos, to be somech on what? What am I somech on? How do I learn whether it's mutter or asur? How do I know if it's mutter or aser? It's not really a din of namonis. It's not really a din of it's not really a din of namonis. It's not a din of edus, really, in a typical sense. It's that I have a right to rely on your shmiras ha-mitzvah. I have a right to say that your shmiras ha-mitzvah is a good shmiras ha-mitzvah. And memela now, memela,
it works for me.
You understand? In other words, the Torah is setting up, in the very giving of these mitzvos, Rashi's saying, in the very giving of these mitzvos is an idea that each person can differentiate. In other words, what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of chelev and what's the mitzvah of gid? The mitzvah is to differentiate and know what's the chelev and what's the shuman, to know what's the gid and usher and what's not the gid and usher. So it's the very shmiras ha-mitzvah. The very idea of shmiras ha-mitzvah is establishes these facts. As long as I can say you're not a, that's what he means over here. He means over here. As long as the guy is not nechshad, that he doesn't do mitzvahs properly, as long as he's not a nechshad on mitzvah, so I can basically, if I don't have any information, I can adopt his framework of asiyas mitzvah. You understand? He has a framework of asiyas mitzvah. He does mitzvos. He's mekayim mitzvos of Shchita and Truma and Nikur HaChelev and Nikur HaGid. That's why Rashi says in the beginning, the mitzvos of Nikur HaGid and Nikur HaChelev, that's the mitzvah. You hear, Shai? That's where the Namonis comes from. The fact that he has everyone had the obligation, everyone is trusted to be shomer the mitzvos HaGid. What's to be shomer the mitzvos HaGid? Nikur HaGid. So the very it's not the, that's what Rashi says, it's not the Isser HaGid that really gives him the Nemanis. Right? It's the Mitzvos HaGid. It's the Mitzvah of Gid. So now, in each person's framework, if I do my Mitzvos properly, I have a right, I have a certain Mitzios. This is where I thought you were going, Shai. Every person, by doing the Mitzvos, sets up their own Mitzios. And I have my Mitzios. My Mitzios is based on my Asiyas HaMitzvos. To me, this is not Tevel. It's Truma and Chulin. To me, this is not a Sofek Eva Menachai. It's Shchuta. It's Shuman. It's not a Gid. That's my Mitzios. A Sios on Mitzvos enables me to establish my Mitzios. Now, if someone else doesn't have their Mitzios, they have no Mitzios, they're Mesupik, then they can adopt another Shomer Mitzvos' Mitzvos. That's the idea. But if you have a Chazakah already, you can't. Because you already have your own Mitzvos. It's only, the idea is that when I don't have my Mitzvos, I can be so mech on the Shmiras HaMitzvah of another person. I can be so mech on that to adopt his framework. And everybody's framework has objects that are defined. So I can adopt another person's framework of Shmiras Mitzvah to establish my own. But unless I have a chazakah against it, then it already was a mitzvah to me. Then it already had a definition to me. You understand? And that's why Shechita and Truma is not a kasha, according to Rashi. It's not an exception to Lois Chazik Yisura. Because those mitzvahs, that's what Rashi's saying. He's saying it's true those mitzvahs, it's true those concepts have to do with this Chazik Yisurah because there's a Chezkas Eivor Min Chayin and there's a Chezkas Tevel, right? He says, but we're allowed to believe the person. We're allowed to believe the person because that is the mitzvah. In other words, the very mitzvah is to make it from Eivor Min Chayin into Shchuta. The very mitzvah is to make it from Tevel into Truma and Chulin. So that's why he's Neman. Rashi says, don't learn from there that there's a Nemanis on a Chezkas Isser. The only Nemanis is the same. There's one Nemanis of Shmiras Mitzvah. Just so happens that some of the mitzvahs have to do with changing the Chazakah. You understand? Some of the mitzvahs have to do with changing the chazaka. That's why it has to be biyado. Biyado means it's my asiyas ha-mitzvah. But you can't learn from there. And that's why Rashi says, v'yala shchita, u'mitevo v'shchita lo gamrinan lo. You can't say, well, since the Torah allows you to eat somebody else's shchita, therefore you see eid echad ne'eman v'ches kasisa. No. He's saying it's really the same idea. It's because shchita is a mitzvah that's given to everybody. That's why we're allowed to eat from the other person's shchita. The fact that it's cheskas iser is accidental. That just happens to be that is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to take it from one chazaka to the other. The mitzvah of truma is to take tevel and make a truma. That's why he has namas. To learn out. The point is like this. If it were an inyan of real edus, namonus of like an aid, right, then it would be a kasha that the fact that it's cheskas iser. Because I'd say, look, I have one source of knowledge, is cheskas iser, and now you're telling me edus of one guy can go against the cheskas iser. So then you have to explain how it's different. But for Rashi, it's not different. That's why Rashi, see, Tosfos is bothered. Why does Rashi include Shechita and Truma in the first Rashi? Because Tosfos holds that's a different idea. The Ne'amonus of an Eid Echad when it's Cheskas Isser is a different Ne'amonus. It's a different idea of Ne'amonus. But for Rashi, it's all the same. It all comes from a Siyas HaMitzvah. So in terms of the idea of Eid Echad, he includes everything. And in terms of showing why you don't learn out Cheskas Isser, that he explains later. Because that just happens to be the nature of that mitzvah. You can't extrapolate out of that a klal that you learn that you believe the Eid Echad by Ischazik Yisur. And that's why Rashi doesn't have any question like Tosus. Like now it's not biyado. You understand? Tosus is bothered by the fact that right now the animal is dead, so it's not biyado l'sakno. Right? So Tosus has to give it's a difficult answer. Tosus gives. We'll go through it. It's a difficult answer though. But for Rashi, it's not a problem because biyado means it's a mitzvah of his asiyah. That's the namonis. It's not really a namonis. It's more like adopting, since he's a shomer mitzvah. So Rashi was saying like this: why couldn't I believe him? I'd have to say his shmiras mitzvah is inferior. You know what I'm saying? It comes from the point I'm trying to make is that's Rashi. What Rashi's saying? What's Rashi's source? Rashi's source is mitzvah itself. Once the mitzvos are given, each person now for themselves is able to create the mitzias, and now I have a right to that becomes an objective thing. I can his shmiras hamitzvah, as Rashi says in Yevamos, as long as he's not a nechsha on a mitzvah, so his shmiras hamitzvah, I can adopt the framework. I can adopt the reality that his shmiras hamitzvah created. Good question. That's a good question. I mean, the question is, how far do we mean biyado? Does biyado mean it was mamish biyado? Or, the one thing is, you have to realize this all will trickle down. It has a trickle-down effect. I mean, eventually, it's going to start from the one who did the shechita. You understand? Eid mi pi eid is also good over here by Eid Echad Ne'eman. The point is, and this is where I thought you were going. The point is, what Rashi is saying is, there's a way of finding out facts. Right? And there's a way of finding out facts. And by these halachic facts, it starts with the one who did it, right? And then everybody can simply attach onto his framework. It could be a long chain. It could be I spoke to the shochet, and then I spoke to Shai, he spoke to Johnny, he spoke to, it doesn't matter. You understand? It goes by the original one who's biyado. Biyado doesn't mean the one who told you. Biyado means that it was established through a siyas mitzvah of somebody, and you had to, and as long as you can go back to that person. Yeah, because part of his asiyas mitzvah of keeping kosher is to be mavchin between kosher and treif. So if he says, I knew what it was, so it has to go back to somebody knowing what it was eventually. Somebody had to know what it was. Someone had to know it was kosher, and that person, to him, his mitzvahs never changed. Because the point is, to me, I don't have the mitzvahs, because I'm in doubt. Right? But when you say I'm going to trust the Eid Echad, that means that for somebody who's a Shomer Mitzvos, there was never a doubt about what this piece was. So for him, in his framework of Shmiras Mitzvah, it's always a Vaday. I have a right to use his framework of Shmiras Mitzvah. It's always going to have to go back to somebody who knew the whole time through some mechanism. And that's really like Rashi in the Chul. He's saying the Torah never there is an idea that the Asiyas HaMitzvos, if the Torah would have, how do I know that everything is kosher? Through the very system of mitzvos themselves. If the Torah needed an external mechanism, it should have told me. But there has to be a mechanism. See, I don't like the idea just to say that Rashi just said, well, you don't need any we don't know this. There's no way we know this. It just has to be. It's not like that. There has to be some logic to how we know it. There has to be some logic to how we know it. Because it's not impossible to have another way of doing things. It's not impossible. But he's saying, just because you don't see that the Torah requires Edim, that still doesn't explain how I have a right to know it. Because even when the Torah doesn't require Edim, I mean, if logically, there has to be a logic to how I can know, right? The Gemara says Svari. I mean, the Gemara says Svari. Nivonus. The Gemara says a Svara.
Why are you taking
it to the Asiyah of the umbrella of Asiyah? Just say, Eidechon Neman. Was Rashi just say, Eidechon is Neman, because we have no reason to doubt him? He doesn't say that. He's trying to tie it to some amuna that the Torah gives him. You understand? But when he gives the source of where the Torah gives him Nemanas, it's just a vague idea of mitzvah. He doesn't say that. He's looking. What's difficult about Rashi is he's trying to show you a source, but then he just makes recourse to a general concept that the Torah gave him Ne'amanus in Shechita and in Truma. But where? Where do you see the Torah gives him Ne'amanus? So he must mean for himself. But that means to say that he has a right to establish facts for himself in Torah, and then we have a right to accept, and the Torah is telling you that when one Shomer Mitzvos does something, like Robbie was saying, it's really similar to what you were saying. When one guy does his own Shechita, it's not that he's a Ne'eman on himself, really. No, it's that he establishes that fact. The mitzvah itself, by giving an individual the mitzvah of doing Shechita, you're saying, the Torah is saying, he can establish the fact that it's kosher. Right? He can establish that fact. Now since I know that he can establish that fact, right? Then I can accept his mitzvahs. Reality of because it's the reality of mitzvah. That's the point. It's not just believing the guy on his word. It's the fact that we're all given mitzvos and we're all shomer mitzvos, and mitzvos themselves involve defining the mitzvahs. In order for me to be a shomer mitzvah, I have to establish what's the chelav, what's the gid, right? So then that's a reality of Torah itself. That's just the reality of Torah itself. No, because then in the asiyas, we know the Torah trusts you to do it, because if it didn't, then it would have to tell you how to do the mitzvah. See, that's what we're saying. Torah, if the Torah didn't trust you and how to do the mitzvah, then that would be part of Asiyas HaMitzvah. That would have to be in the Torah. You understand? Huh? Yeah.
They trust you, but it's not necessarily that you did it right.
But that's the important. But once the Torah trusts you, right? That means that your Asiyas HaMitzvah is a good Asiyas HaMitzvah, right? And for you, the Torah is condoning your assessment of what it is. You have to say that.
Why?
Because otherwise the Torah wouldn't say do the mitzvah.
They give you a formula. You can only eat shechted meat. They give you a formula for adjunct.
If you know, look, of course we're only talking about people who know what they're doing, of course. I mean, if the guy is a nechshad, that's what Rashi says, the guy can't be a nechshad. Okay? But if the guy is a chazakah that he does mitzvahs, and we know he does mitzvahs, then as long as he did the mitzvah, then he established that reality. That is the reality. The point is he's saying that the system of Torah require in order to be Yotzei mitzvah, you have to be establishing the facts for yourself. Okay? Then that's it. Then the Asiyas HaMitzvah, and that is a valid Asiyas HaMitzvah. So then according to the Torah, how are the facts established? By your Asiyas HaMitzvah. Torah could have said the facts are established by Edom. It could have said that. You want to know if the new moon came in? You need Edom. That's a fact that the Torah says it has to be established
by
Edom.
Only
right? But it doesn't say that you establish Shechuta by Edom. So apparently just the Asiyas HaMitzvah establishes that fact. But once the Torah says that the Torah is condoning that this is an established... The mitzvah itself, that's Rashi's source. The mitzvah itself is creating the Nemanus. And the fact that you're a Shomer Mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is to eat Shchuta. Because the mitzvah is to eat Shchuta, right? The mitzvah is to eat Shchuta, correct?
Yeah.
Now, if we could only make a Shchuta with Edom, right? If the Torah says, and we don't believe it's a Shchuta unless two people saw it being Shechta properly, right? Then that would be part of the mitzvah of Shchita. Because shechita is to create a kosher animal through a shechita. Right? But if the Torah says we don't accept the we don't accept that it was shechted without two edim, then even for yourself you couldn't eat it. Because you're no different than anyone else. You have to eat shechita too. You have to eat shechita too. If the Torah says we don't believe, if the Torah says the reality of shechita doesn't exist without edim, right, then nobody can eat his own shechita. Just like you can't just be mekadesh the moon yourself. I mean, of course, that's very different because you need basin and this and that. But I'm just telling you, some mitzvahs are not totally on you, and some mitzvahs are totally on you. But any mitzvah that's totally on you, that means that is the Asiyas HaMitzvah. The Asiyas HaMitzvah is itself giving you ne'emanus. That's what Rashi means. Ha'aminuha. That's exactly what it means. Sherei ha'amina Torah kol echad ve'echad miYisrael. Al Hafrashas Truma Chaim, who's Hafrashas Truma? His own! Now he has to know, let's say there's only one person, and he sees the gid, right? He opens up the leg and he finds the gid. He opens up the cow and he finds the animal, he finds the chalev. Right? Torah says, don't eat chalev. Don't eat the gid. Right? Does that mitzvah require you to know that it is the chalev or the gid? It does. How do you know?
You just know.
You just know.
Right, okay.
So for you, and the Torah says that's a good way for you to know?
Just knowing,
yeah. Just knowing. Okay. So in other words, the fact of... Now, it's not a different chalev... It's either chalev or it's not chalev. Chalev and gid are not personal realities. It either is chalev or it isn't chalev. Right? It either is chalev or it isn't chalev. So now, according to the mitzvah of gid and chalev, right, you have a right on your own to establish that reality. The Torah is letting you, as an individual, because the mitzvah is given to you, as an individual, Torah is allowing you as an individual to decide on your own with your own knowledge. Of course, only with an education. There's a mitzvah to learn these things. But once you learn these things, that's one of the mitzvahs, to be mavchim between behemoth mei and Torah. That's a mitzvah itself, to know the simanim. But once you know the simanim, and once you know these things, the Torah says, you have fulfilled the mitzvah, which is to know the difference between these two, yourself. You don't need to go and get a second opinion to determine if this is chalev or gid. So that means, ipso facto, that means the Torah gives you ne'emanus to establish this fact on your own. It's not a personal fact, it's a fact. Not ne'emanus. It's not really a ne'emanus, exactly. Ne'emanus is more like Nemonis is more like an external fact. Yeah, it's a different system. It's the... This comes from... Nemonis is like an external thing. Like I know something... I just know a fact. I know a fact from somewhere, right? I saw something, but here it comes from the shmira, just the shmira samitzvah itself. You don't need to have an idea that we believe what he says. I just need to know that he's a shomer mitzvah. It's an extension of his shmira samitzvah itself. Doing a mitzvah, me doing a mitzvah. There's no difference between me doing a mitzvah or you doing a mitzvah. There's no difference. Right? And if the person is believed, if you're believed, if you have, the Torah gives you ne'emonos to do a mitzvah of not eating the gid, right, then there's no difference between my mitzvah and your mitzvah, then objectively, in terms of this mitzvah, it's considered established. Think about it a little bit. But Tosus takes a different approach. See, Tosus is looking more for a regular din of Nemanis.
For the personal?
Well, you could say like this. Rashi seems to be saying like, Asiyas HaMitzvah is one Cheftza. It's one entity. And anybody can establish a fact in the whole realm of Asiyas HaMitzvah. Tosus is different. Tosus says, no, for my mitzvah, Tosus is more like you're saying, Chaim. You're going more towards Tosus' way of looking at it. That for my mitzvah, I can know, but for your mitzvah, you have to know. Now, how do you know?
Rashi's approach is saying that it's on each guy to do a mitzvah.
But Tosus is looking at it. Right? No, Tosus is saying, you cut the gid out, so you know. So you can do your mitzvah of not eating the gid. But I don't know, right? I don't know. So how do I eat? How do I not eat this? How am I allowed to eat this gid? Right? I don't know.
But you're telling me.
Oh, but who says that you have ne'amonas?
You have ne'amonas on your own, so you have ne'amonas to tell
us. He's a choshed and mitzvah. It's not that Tosus is saying we suspect people to be a varyonim. No, but you said that. You said he ate it at his own risk, but I don't really trust that he did a good job. That's what you're ultimately sort of coming down to saying.
I'm not saying that we don't trust
him. Yeah, you're saying, did you do a good shechita? I see you eating from your own shechita. Right? So how could you eat it? How could that guy, I'm looking at him, how could he eat it?
Not just reported, I'm saying he can
eat
it.
Not so good. But it doesn't have to do with it. Anyway, it has to do with the real din of Ne'amonis. Even if the guy was Moshe Rabbeinu, Tosus wouldn't say he could believe him. It has nothing to do with that. Tosus is going a totally different approach. Even if the guy was, even if it was Moshe Rabbeinu, I wouldn't, according to Tosus, you'd need a source to know that he has Ne'amonis. Even if it was your Rebbe. Someone they have no doubt that they're not lying. It's a din of Eid Echad Ne'amon B'Yisurin. Meaning to say like this. See, Rashi is learning that you can go from the Shmiras HaMitzvah itself. Okay? From the Shmiras HaMitzvah itself. Tosus is looking at each thing as an external fact. You understand? That's really the question between Rashi and Tosus. Rashi is saying, since Asiyas HaMitzvah itself generates this Metzius, right, I have the right to adopt a Shomer Toro Mitzvos' Metzios. Right? But I'm really picking up him as a shomer mitzvah, and whatever is flowing out of that is my mitzias. But it's not really edus on each specific thing. It's not really a din of edus on a particular maisa, on a particular event. See, the Tosus is learning. It's a regular din of edus. It's a regular din of edus. I need to know this piece. Is this piece kosher or treif? I need to know where it came from. I need to know what happened to it. Right? It's a fact. It's an isolated fact. I need to know to make my decision. Each person has to make their own decision. And the Torah entrusts each person. The Torah mandates each person to make their own decision. But you need all the facts. Right? So where do I get my facts from? How do I get the fact? How do I get my facts? So he says, to get facts, you need Eidus. So where are you getting the... Then you should need... Oh, so that's why... So really you should need two Eidim. So that's why... It's just like any establishing any other fact, according to Tosis. That's why he needs a Lima to tell you that over here you only need one Eid. Because Tosis is looking at it like any other fact. It's not a... Rashi's looking at it like it's not really a fact. It's not just a naked fact. It's a kiyum in his Shmiras Mitzvos. It's a part of his Shmiras Mitzvos. So it's one system of Torah. The system of Mitzvos will establish the general framework and the Metzius in that framework. But therefore you don't really need any source at all. Rashi doesn't need a source at all. According to Tosfos, if I want to know if this is kosher or treif, if it's a gid or not, that's just a matter. I have to have my own. Everyone has to have their own set of facts. So how do I get the facts? The only way we establish facts is through Eidus. So therefore, you need a limud to tell you that in these cases, there's another way to establish the fact. But according to him, it's really. The according to him, Eid Echad Ne'eman is that he's Ne'eman, like you were saying, as a Birur. He's Ne'eman as a Mevarer. It's a different kind of a Ne'emanus that the Torah gives in Eid Echad. But it's still a type of a Ne'emanus. It's like a lower form of Ne'emanus. You can't establish something contrary to what we know, to its Chazakah. Can't change something's status. But he has from the Sofer law, he says he has a din of a mevarer. And then his question is, so what about where it's where it has a chazak already, like tevel and shchuta, right? So what's his answer there? Biyado. How does biyado help?
Well, what it was previously is not
right. So you could learn according to Tosfos that biyado is biyado. Brings it back into the framework of Birur. Because Biyado means that it's not a fixed shame. It's not a shame that's fixed. Since it's Biyado, it's not that we give him more Ne'amonus because it's Biyado, but since it's Biyado, it's not really fixed. So now, he's part of the Birur himself. Whether he did it or not is really part of the Birur. You understand? Because what this thing's shame will be depends on what he did. So really, we can trust him because he's in this case he's a mevarer, because it depends on the very definition of the thing is going to be totally on what he's doing. But Tosis keeps looking back for that's what I'm trying to say, that Rashi and Tosis seem to have different approaches in general. The ne'amanus of the Eid Echad, is it a different kind of an Eidus? A different Rashi seems to say it's just a systemic thing. The system itself creates a certain reality. A group of people who are Shomer Torah Mitzvos creates a certain reality. And it's not really a din of Ne'amanus. It's like just establishing the facts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's what you were trying to say, Shai, right? It's just the why don't you think it through again. It's a different Weltanschauung, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you live in a world in a different type of reality. But each Jew contributes to that reality because they're the ones who are entrusted to make it through their mitzvahs. That's right. But Tosa says no. It's Tosis is saying doesn't have such a utopia view of the society of each person has his own realm of Shmiras HaMitzvah. And in order for me to operate in my realm of Shmiras HaMitzvah, I need to know facts.
Your realm of Shmiras and Mitzvah is not a fact. That's your realm. And that's what I'm trying to say. That Rashi holds, it's like one entity of Shmiras and Mitzvahs. Each Jew is Naaman to do his part, but it's one entity of Shmiras and Mitzvahs.
Yeah, you get your Venn diagram.
Yeah. And Tos is saying each one has their own realm. Each one has their own realm, and now he might need facts. Where does he get those facts from? That's just like any other external fact that he has to get. He needs to have, the Torah has to tell him, Naamanus, and how he knows he can get these facts. Can't just figure them out on your own. You got to have a system. Part of the system has to be telling you how to get your facts. But he needs a source. He needs a source, because it's not intrinsic to Shmiras and Mitzvahs. Rashi doesn't need a source because it's just part of Shmiras and Mitzvahs. Sets up a reality for me.